This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. This is a reminder of 10 minutes, especially that a lot of us here in the Gulf area, in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and the Emirates, have been deprived from going to the masjid to pray Jumu'ah prayer. And this is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. However, people differ in their response to such a test. Some of us may complain, object. Not only that, they may also accuse people's intentions by saying that this is un-Islamic. The scholars who said that we should not pray Jumu'ah and Jama'at are not authentic, they're scholar for dollar, they're petro sheikh, all these slanders that we're used to hearing from such ignorant people. Others went on weeping and whining, saying all of this is because of our sins. Allah Azza wa Jal has stopped people from coming to Mecca and Medina for Umrah and for visiting. All of this because of our sins. It's definitely not entirely true. A third portion, and these are the majority, are those who surrender to Allah's will. And they know that Allah does not predestine something, preordain something, except which is beneficial for a believer. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and all of his affairs are good. If he was blessed by Allah, he's grateful and thankful, and this is good for him. And if he's tested with a calamity by Allah, he is patient and tolerant, and this is also good for him. This is how a believer deals with everything. Amidst this economic turmoil, stay home. No stimulus pack. People are not able to go and pray in masjids, especially those who are used to staying after Fajr until sunrise, doing their adhkar, then praying two rak'ahs, which is better than a umrah and a hajj. They see that they have been deprived of so many good things. First, they attribute this to their sins, true. Second, it's a test from Allah, so they have to be tolerant and patient. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah An-Nahl, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Subhanallah. Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, a mu'min, we will surely cause him to live a good life. I'm a believer. I do righteous deeds. Am I living a good life? The vast majority of Muslims would say, yes, indeed. But you are poor. You may be sick. You may have lost your job. You have so many problems in your life. Your wife is nagging. Your kids are disobedient. Your daughter is not abiding by the hijab. Your boss is parking in the shade in front of your own home. You've got diabetes, you've got high cholesterol levels, you have blood pressure. What kind of a good life are you claiming? Ah, this is the difference between the believers and the disbelievers. The believers believe in the six pillars of Iman, which the last one of them is to believe in predestiny, whether good or bad. We believe that everything that happens on earth, not only that, that happens in the universe, has been preordained and written down 50,000 years before Allah created the creation. This is why you don't need to be a king. You don't need to be a president. You don't need to be a billionaire to be happy. I would challenge and say that those who believe and do righteous deeds are happier than the kings, the presidents, and the billionaires. Look at the people worried around you, buying masks, sanitizers, soap, trying to stay away from everybody they know, fearful of catching this virus, while the vast majority of Muslims, their hearts are calm. They know that if you don't die with a virus, you're gonna die with a heart attack. And if not, then you're gonna die in so many different ways. So why worry? If you don't die today, eventually you're gonna die tomorrow. Not that they are careless and not take the proper means to protect themselves, but they are content. They are living a good life. There is no stress in their lives. There is no depression. They deal with things easily because it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. Someone bangs their car, they come out and say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. No one was hurt. What he had taken. So this is a good life that we all look up to in this world. Whoever is given this good life, then surely it is a first step to paradise. Now you have to ask yourself, are you the weeping and whining type? Or are you the conspiracy theory person? You have to surrender to Allah's will. You have to find tranquility in your heart. Instead of weeping and whining, be positive. Yes, 32 years I've been doing and giving khutbah for Jumu'ah. Today is weird for me. Am I sad because I'm unable to give the khutbah? Yes. Am I gonna be crippled by that thought? No. I'm gonna be more active. I'm gonna involve in da'wah work. I'm gonna read more, answer more questions, give more talks. Be positive. Radiate goodness to the world and don't let this crisis cripple you or make an obstacle in front of you. It's not what happens to you that counts. It is how you react. So this is bringing us to the end of our 10 minutes, unfortunately. Nevertheless, it's a reminder. It's an eye-opener. I need people to come and remind me and to tell me, as you also need people to come to remind you and to draw you close. 27 in chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl, is indeed something we should look up to, that Allah causes us to live a good life. So ask yourself, is it the cars I have? Is it my bank account that makes me happy? Would the things that I have qualify me to revise ourselves, go back to the basics, go back to the Quran, study it, go back to the Sunnah, implement it, and then we will taste the sweetness of Iman and we will find the beauty of our lives instead of just complaining all the time. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He unveils this calamity and that He protects us and our loved ones and the Muslims from such a pandemic or a disease, and to grant us victory over our enemies. هذا والله أعلم ونسبة العلم إليه أسلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.